Some of composer Alex Weston's haunting score for Lulu Wang's funny and poignant new film, The Farewell. Last week, we spoke with Awkwafina, who stars as Billy. Her parents move her as a child from China to New York. Then they all troop back to China for a thrown-together wedding, a pretext to say goodbye to Grandma without telling her she has terminal cancer, something that really happened in director Lulu Wang's family. The film's score, well, it underscores every moment. The soundtrack to The Farewell has just been released, and Alex Weston joins us from the NPR studios in New York. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
And what did you think of this story when you first were approached? It just sounds so wacky. It's much more than that.
I know, it's so much stranger than fiction. I remember hearing the story when it was on This American Life many years ago, and it really stuck with me then. So, you know, when I got called to meet with Lulu to talk about this project, it was really amazing. It's a story that really is unforgettable because in how personal and how unique it is to Lulu's family, it's impossible not to relate to it. You know, almost everyone's experienced loss or has a grandmother and can imagine what it might be like to lose one.
And as it says in the beginning of the film, based on an actual lie, let's listen to one of your tracks. It's called The Lie. Alex Weston, are you Chinese?
I am not Chinese, no.
Were you surprised that Lulu Wang asked you to do this? And did you have any, you know, second thoughts about, oh, wait a second, this is almost entirely based in China?
Well, we didn't, and this was a conscious choice, we didn't want the music to feel Chinese. The main sound of the score is very based in classical music, but like in a very like traditional sense. It was, you know, we used Vivaldi as the temp and Haydn and things like that. Because the story is so specific to China, we didn't want to pinpoint it just to that region.
Well, Lulu Wang has said she wanted a score with voices, a score that functions a bit like a Greek chorus, kind of a warning to Billy. And also, they would be the sound of community, because that's what this is about. She's going back to this tight-knit Chinese community, everybody keeping this secret from Grandma. You obviously have voices and a male soprano?
Yes, that was a very high tenor, a guy named Michael Kilgore.
And why? What were you thinking?
Lulu had the idea from the beginning, and we had many, many conversations about trying to find the right tone for this movie. And part of the thing with finding the tone was reflecting the importance and the drama of the situation while acknowledging that, you know, in the grand scheme of things, these stakes are relatively small. This is stakes that every family experiences. Mm-hmm. So when you hear a choir, you know, you have these, it's inherently very big and dramatic. And it kind of plays in a sort of not quite ironic way against what's going on in the picture when, you know, there's one moment in the film where we have sort of a big victory march and it's a choir, but everyone's saying, you know, do, do, do. And it's big and grand, but at the same time kind of funny and ironic.
Let's listen. So there are so many emotions that this music backs up. Pick another one.
There's a moment in the film after the family has an incredibly contentious dinner, and they're arguing and really criticizing each other about, you know, who chose to remain in China and who chose to go to America and, you know, what their identity means to them. And it's just, it's a very awkward conversation, and they're walking back to the hotel exhausted in silence, and the choir is, you know, no one is speaking, but you have a full choir singing slowly and somberly.
Alex Weston, we know that in part of your career, you were an assistant to Philip Glass.
Yes, I was.
How does that help shape anything we're hearing here?
I'm not sure if musically, I mean, of course, working with Philip, you know, it's gotten me into the room for projects that I probably wouldn't be able to otherwise. These are experiences where, you know, when I'm doing my own projects, I'm a lot more comfortable. I know more what I'm doing because, you know, I've cut my teeth with people who've been doing it for a long time and have a lot more experience doing it. And musically, even if my writing isn't structured the same as Philip or stylistically the same, he has this fantastic way of using harmony and really taking advantage of the material that he has and, you know, taking the patience to really develop it and get the most emotional impact out of it. And that's something that I try to involve in my own writing.
Well, back to the score for The Farewell. You also include songs, there are three of them, including a beautiful version of Leonard Cohen and Patrick Leonard's Come Healing, performed by Elena Boynton. Let's just listen to a little.
Behold the gaze of mercy and arbitrary space, and none of us deserving the cruelty or the grace of solitude of longing.
Using the song is something that Lulu had in mind from the beginning, though it did seem kind of jarring to have all of a sudden in this movie that is very feminine focused to suddenly have like this really grovelly Leonard Cohen. So we wanted to re-record it with a female singer, though find someone who had that kind of low voice that kind of could do this sort of voice of God sort of quality. So I did the arrangement and orchestration for the song and worked with Elena on it.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned Lulu Wang. She is a musician. Mm-hmm. In a sense, was a pianist before she became a filmmaker. And she performs on another piece, Caro Mio Ben. Hera Haiseng Park singing, Lulu Wang, the director, playing. Let's listen. What was that like to work with a director who is also a musician?
It was really phenomenal, actually, to be able to work with a director who was able to give me really specific feedback. And Lulu was a very particular and very focused director in getting what she wants, you know, as opposed to sometimes I've worked with directors in the past who have sent cues and they'll say, like, can you take out the saxophone? And you'll be like, well, this is a string quartet. I'm not sure what to do here. And that was an issue I never encountered here.
Alex Weston, again, the film The Farewell is getting a lot of attention, but we're drawing attention today to the music because it's really lovely. And then after the surprise ending that we're not going to give away right before the credits, Senza di te, performed by Fredo Viola, which we all know as I Can't Live If Living Is Without You.
Il cuore batterà nel buio.
What was the thinking here?
There's like a couple scenes of karaoke in the movie, and Lulu, because of the karaoke in that, and also because of what we were saying before about the choir being this sense of community, she wanted it to end with karaoke. You know, he drops away and it's just Lulu and I think about 10 or 15 friends after about a shot or two of tequila. That is the end of the credit song.
Living is without you.
Composer Alex Weston, what can we end on here? What's a moment that touched you in this film?
There's a motif in this movie that we referred to as the lie theme as we were working on it, which we played earlier in this interview. And the theme comes back in various forms throughout the movie. And there's a dramatic action towards the end of the movie, which Billy has to undertake to make sure that the lie stays a lie and Grandma doesn't find out. And it is the culmination of the lie theme. On the soundtrack, that's a cue called Billy.
Composer Alex Weston. His music can be heard on the new film, The Farewell. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
And stay for the credits.